Hello and welcome to Cat the Baker. My husband is in Brazil. I'm home alone, which whatever, like I'm still working and doing all the same stuff. And you know, at first I was offended that he wanted to go by himself because I'd like to meet his family and all that. But then I realized it's okay. You know, like he went kind of fast and this is a bad time of year. You know, it's getting busy. And he didn't want to travel within Brazil. He just wanted to visit his friends and family. So I'm like, okay, fine. You know, but I said, next time, you have to promise me that I come with you. And he said, yes. Anyway, it took me a little bit to kind of be okay with the idea. You know, because, I mean, things change. When you get married, you do things together. I mean, I'm not saying everything, right? But definitely I feel like you would take trips together, and I haven't met his family yet, you know, so that would have been nice. At the same time, I don't understand the language. He would have had to translate everything, and the point is, I'm okay with it. And I've had quite the week myself. I mean, whatever, I'm still working, but I didn't go to the market this past week. I had a day off. Basically, I don't really have a lot of days off anymore. Maybe just once a week. And then I go to Body Pump and I do laundry and, you know, things that have to be done that I never really have time for any other time. But this week I thought, okay, it's the election. It's going to be a bit slower. Or so I thought, you know, I haven't gone to the market again yet. So I guess I'll find out if it was slow. But I feel like I had a feeling it would be slow and that I would just take the day off. So that's what I did. And I had an amazing day. First of all, I slept till like 7 a.m., which is very late for me because normally I wake up at 4:30 or 4, depending on the day. So I woke up, I decided to go kayaking. And at first, you know, I had kind of a late start because I had breakfast, I made my coffee, I sat out on the patio, I watered the plants. You know, I was like, oh my God, this is such an amazing day so far. And of course it was sunny. You know, it's not like in Aspen right now where it just snowed. And I'm so happy that I'm not there because I love the weather here. I don't miss the snow. I'm okay with it. You know, I had my fill these past few years. I'm good. So then I loaded my car, finally, with kayaking stuff. I decided to go to a lake about 20 minutes from my apartment. And it's inland. It's away from the ocean. And it's a reservoir. And it's pretty big. So I drove there. And it's kind of like toward the desert. You know, it's getting more dry. And I drove there. And then everything's barricaded. It's saying closed. And I see like a, you know, a man that works there. And I say, what's going on? And he said, every Tuesday and Wednesday, the reservoir is closed. And I'm like, what? So I'm like, damn it. So I couldn't go. And if I do go, I'm off Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So I have to go another day, which is kind of hard for me at this point. And now it's getting darker a lot sooner. So I don't even know if that's doable after work. So I'm like, well, I still want to go kayaking. So then I drove in the other direction toward the ocean, which is like 38 minutes away. And I went kayaking where I normally do, which is Mission Bay. It's on the other side of the ocean. There's a thin strip of land that divides the ocean and the bay. So the bay is salt water, but it's calm, you know, so you can have sailboats and boats there. And then the ocean is on the other side of that. And you could go to the ocean from the bay. You just have to go under a bridge. And it's not super close, but I'm okay with that. I don't want to go to the ocean because I have an inflatable kayak. And what I realized as I was kayaking, that there was some sort of tiny, tiny hole in the kayak and it was releasing air. And I thought I heard something. So I'm like, okay, let me take the pump with me on the boat. And I'm glad I did, because as I was paddling and sitting, you know, on my kayak, I realized, I'm feeling the water under me a lot easier, a lot more than normal. So I'm like, I should pump this up. So as I'm on the water floating, I decide to pump it. And there was quite a lot of air missing. So I'm like, that sucks, you know, because I can't find the hole, which that sucks because it makes the kayak not unusable, but it could be dangerous, right? So, and also I didn't have a life jacket. You know, I didn't go far. It wasn't crazy, but I guess always have a life jacket, right? But it was an emergency. I was able to blow it up and everything was fine. But what was amazing about it is that nobody else was on the water. It was completely empty. There was like one guy out there, and he was, and I don't know what to call it. It was kind of like a board, but the board floats up on the water, and it's like you're just skimming the water. He was doing that, and he was talking on his cell phone at the same time. And I'm like, how do you do that? I don't know, but that was the only other guy on the water and me. And it was amazing. And I was so happy that I just took a day. And then I went home, and yes, I still had to do laundry. So I did that. But before that, I wanted to get a cappuccino. And I've been trying to find just a good coffee spot, you know, so there was one not too far from the ocean. I had a cappuccino and this like lemon pound cake and just sat there, you know, and just enjoyed that moment. I don't know. I feel like we're always, or at least I am, we're always going from A to B to C to D, you know, doing everything on the list, right? As I always have lists, and not just taking a moment to like simple places and just soaking it in. You know, so I had a really nice day of that, like just kayaking and going to this coffee shop. And then I took my time going home and I loved it. So obviously that Tuesday was voting day and I voted, you know, like I talked about. But the day, my whole day was amazing. And then the night I went to bed and I was like, oh my God, like what is happening? And I was just... I was so down and depressed. I was like, is this reality? Like, is this for real? You know, and I feel like everyone's kind of in a haze as far as if you voted for him, well, what are you expecting? He's only a good person to vote for if you're a white billionaire, because then your taxes get lowered and you don't have to pay. Because the more money you have, the less taxes you pay, apparently. He's diminishing the middle class. Everything is poor and rich. Like, that's more and more. And I feel like people are just in this illusion he's going to make things amazing. And, I mean, obviously, why would he be any different than before? And also, people are in this illusion that things were amazing when he was president, which I don't recall that. You know, he's a full-on criminal. He has a felony, and this is something we can do? Like, make a criminal the president? Really? Like, how is that even possible? And what kind of example is that setting? That you can do whatever, you know, and then you can become the president? It's just so disheartening and lame and embarrassing. That's how I feel. You know, like I remember when I was traveling, and it was actually during COVID, but I traveled to Europe and people were asking me about him. They're like, do you agree with him as president? And I was like, no, like hell no. But apparently most of the country does, which is, I'm like, wow. You know, I feel like at least my mom did not live to see this moment again. Like, I feel like that would have just probably killed her. Like, if she wasn't dead already. So yeah, I was like super just like, what the hell? Yeah, so that happened. So I just feel like if there are changes, it's going to be hardcore on immigration. And maybe temporarily, like gas will go down or certain taxes will go down. But then they're going to go right up again. Like, I don't believe this is the solution. And I don't believe that changes will be made for the better. And I saw really more of the votes that have been made the next day, because not all the votes were in. The thing is, now it's just going to be easier for him to pass, you know, any kind of laws he wants to change, because the Senate is also Republican, right? So they're just going to pass everything right through, including probably abortion, you know, which is why is that the main focus? Is it because there's something else being planned in the background and this is a good distraction for the population? Phrase, that motto, make America great again. You're implying that when was it great? Was it great in the 50s and the 60s where women had no say, where nobody had any say except for white men? Minorities didn't have a say. That's why I'm so confused that they voted for him, like a lot of minorities. And I just feel like people, they just forgot. They forgot how he dealt in the pandemic. They forgot just the BS that was on the news every day. And that voice, like the voice of him, it just really, it's like this grater. Like, it's the worst voice. And it's just so slimy. That's how I feel. I'm not happy about it, you know. And right away, I had a friend from Germany message me, like, what's going on over there? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, you know. And I go to work the next day, or actually, like, a couple days later, one of the employees is very pro him, and he voted for him. And he said that to him, he represents world peace. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, really? This person represents world peace to you? Oh, okay. Like, it's not Gandhi or like Mother Teresa. It's him. So, okay. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it. And I think everyone's just in this weird haze or something. I don't know, but I don't feel good. And I went ahead and ordered a radio on Amazon. Like, I'm ordering if something should happen. I don't know what would happen, but something where disaster happens and all the power goes out and all the internet and everything. At least I have an AM radio where I know what's going on. Like, this is where my mind was at. Like, the day after, I was just like, is this real? You know, and that's exactly how I felt the first time. It's just so, like, depressing. And I feel like I'm just going to zone out because there's something every day, you know? And they straight up said that they're going to throw out his lawsuits because there's lawsuits going on in New York and wherever else. They're just going to get thrown out. Is that a democracy? You know, like, how is this different from an autocracy? Like, how is this different than some of these other countries, you know, where like the same president runs for like 20 years? Like, how is this different? I mean, yes, he can't run for 20 years, thank goodness, but maybe he'll be able to change some law where he can. Like, I don't know. Like, the thing is, I don't know what to expect. Like, what's going to happen? It's so like Russian roulette. So yeah, that's with that. I've been trying to kind of cheer myself up, you know? So before my husband left for Brazil, we did a few things for Halloween. We decided, well, I guess I mentioned it. I wouldn't drop it. I wanted to go to this pumpkin patch, which is about 20 minutes away from our apartment. And it was like this big kind of farm area. where there's goats and you could feed the goats. There were sheep. And I wanted to go to a pumpkin patch. And this was the last day. So I wore this blood spatter dress. And, you know, because it was actual Halloween. So I wore a blood spatter dress and I put some, like, blood makeup on my face. So I'm kind of looking, you know, like a dead person. But it was Halloween. And we decided to go to this pumpkin patch. And it was nice. It was something different. You know, and it was very, like, family vibes. And it was just families enjoying themselves. So we went there. And then a few hours later, my brother arrived at the airport. And I picked him up. He arrived with his girlfriend. And basically, he just decided to stay a few days. And he wanted to meet my husband. You know, obviously, yes, we got married kind of fast. And my family never met him prior. So my oldest brother is the only one who hadn't met him yet. It was fun because Rodolfo, he did a barbecue, of course. You know, he did actually two barbecues. I decided to go with my brother and his girlfriend, and we went to Balboa Park, which is this beautiful park. It has history. We just went to the Rose Garden, which, where else can you see these beautiful roses in November, right? Like, how crazy is that? I mean, normally rose season is, I want to say, like, March, April, you know? It's like spring. But I've never seen roses blooming in November. And there's this rose garden. We walked around the park, and it was just a beautiful day, you know? And then we came home, and Rodolfo barbecued, and the next day I made pizza with the pizza oven, and we just had a really good time. You know, we're telling jokes, we're telling stories, and it was just so nice that he was able to visit. I don't know if I told you, but I entered this competition at work for a pumpkin carving competition, and I didn't come first. I was kind of disappointed about that because it took me like 5 hours. I spent 5 hours carving this pumpkin. So they gave the pumpkins away at work, and I picked it up. I entered for the category most scary, because you have to enter and think about what you're going to do beforehand and write it down, you know, just which category, like most scary, most hotel like you know, something that's in the theme of the hotel, and most creative. So the day of, like, I bring it in. There were two people in pastry, like myself and another employee. And she's very creative. She does pretty much all the cakes at work. And she's very good at fondant. So she was saying that last year she won second place in this pumpkin carving contest. And she said it took her like 5 hours. And I'm thinking, yeah, that's what it took me. And then she said, this year, I decided to make it a lot faster, and I guess she used fondant. So she had hers in the car. She didn't bring it up. Like, I brought mine up, so I didn't have to go back to the car. And I bring mine to the contest, and I see that hers is already there. And I'm thinking, God damn it. Like, it was really good, you know? And she used fondant to make eyes, and she made details using fondant. So out of her mouth, there were these eyes, and she used the innards of the pumpkin that, like, came out, you know, and there's eyes, like, attached to the insides, and it did look really good. And then she took spiders. She had spider earrings. She took off the earrings, and she placed the spiders in the eyes of the pumpkin. And I feel like it was after she saw mine that she was trying to make it even scarier or creepier. And I'm like, ugh, really? So mine turned out pretty good. And I did a lot of carving detail, you know, which took so long. What I did was I used the top of the pumpkin, you know, where that green part is. I turned it more and I made the green part the nose. And then I put toothpicks coming kind of out of the mouth, you know, so it looked kind of more like tooth-like. And I put toothpicks kind of all around the pumpkin to make it look like a Hellraiser pumpkin. So it was pretty creepy. And it did turn out creepy. So over 200 people voted, guests and other employees. And you voted through the phone app. There was this app that you could download. So over 200 people voted. And I got in second place. You know, it's like, yes, I'm competitive. I was like, oh, I got second place. Okay. I wanted first place, you know, but I did win something. And it's not very often that I win things. This might be like, you know, like the first time I've won an actual prize. And it was a gift card to like a Mexican restaurant with margaritas, which I haven't used yet. But it was like $50. I mean, it's very nice, you know, like it was nice. But I was just bummed out that I didn't get first place. You know, and we were both in pastry. And apparently the judge said that there was another person for the scary category. He placed down his pumpkin and then he saw ours, like the other two. And he was like, like kind of did this sigh and just set it down and walked away. And then around that time in San Diego, they celebrate Días de los Muertos. And I know I don't want to say it wrong, but yes, I know I'm not saying it super right. But they were celebrating all over San Diego. And when my brother was here, we went to this part of town called Old Town, which has some history too. They were already there because they left earlier in the day and I had to work. So I decided to join them later. But it was so much traffic. The roads are narrow and they were just squeezing all over, like cars everywhere. So I basically parked almost on the highway because there was no space anywhere else. You know, it was kind of like very close to the highway. But other people started parking there too. So I'm like, okay, like, I guess it's fine. You know, it was kind of, a dangerous spot. So I managed to find them, even though there were all these crowds of people. And we hung out for a little bit and walked around. We didn't stay for the parade just because I had worked. And at that point, I saw what I needed to see, and then we decided to go home. But there were some really cool costumes with just traditional garb, you know, and they had these beautiful pictures of family, like on the clothing, like on the dress. Obviously, don't quote me on this, you know, it's not something I grew up with, but Day of the Dead, after midnight, supposedly see your loved ones. You know, and they get to spend some time with you. And I was thinking, I wish that were the case, you know, like I wish, like, what would I do if I were to see my mom again, you know? And a few months ago, I had a very vivid dream that I saw her and I hugged her and it just felt so real, you know, but I thought about that and I thought, if I could do that again, if you think about the people that have passed, if you were to see them again, you know, if you had 20 minutes with them, how would you spend it? What would you say? You know, would you say anything? Like in 2 days, it's my mom's birthday. It would have been her 72nd birthday. Like it's been 3 years since she passed, you know, and she passed a couple weeks before her birthday. There's so many gaps. You know, there's so many times I wish I could just reach out to her. Like, I wish I could fill her in on everything that happened. When she was alive, there were a lot of times where she would call me, but they weren't good moments. You know, I was like either on the subway or I was at work or, you know, just, and I wouldn't pick up, you know, but when she wanted to talk, she'd call back like 3 times without leaving a message, you know, and it was just super annoying. And I just roll my eyes and be like, oh, my God. And I'd have a short temper sometimes, you know, and we would talk. And sometimes I would just want to do my stuff, not get her off the phone, but just in a nice kind of way, you know, be like, OK, I got to go, you know. And now it's like, fuck that. If she were to call me now, you know, I'd pick up a second in. I guess it's hard sometimes with family. You know, it's like you love them, but also sometimes you just want to do your own thing, and, you know, and I'm trying to not feel guilty about that. You know, there's so many things that I feel guilty about, and it's like it happened, you know, but sometimes I wish, okay, I could have some of that time back. And then before Rodolfo went to Brazil, he wanted to go clothes shopping. So we went to this mall. It's an outlet mall, and it's right by the border of Mexico, like super close. And you can see Mexico, like there's a wall and you can see Mexico over that wall. You know, and if you're on the US side, there are some apartments, but it's very sparse. You know, it's not super packed. But then if you look on the Mexican side, everything's built up. There's skyscrapers. There's some just houses. But even over the hills, like everything is filled. And I still haven't been to Tijuana because it's like Tijuana right on that side. But we went shopping at this outlet mall and there were like very good stores. You know, so Rodolfo bought like shoes for most members of his family, because there, like Nike, for example, is more expensive. You know, it has to be imported. It's like if you look at other companies like Levi's, like in Germany, they're very expensive. I mean, here they're not super cheap, but a lot cheaper than in Europe. And it's the same with Brazil. So I ended up buying everybody's shoes. He got some clothes for himself. I just never seen that before, because there's a lot of people that cross the border maybe for the day or a couple days, and they go shopping there for Mexico and they pay with cash. And pretty much everyone speaks Spanish. You know, even the people working there, they don't even mostly ask in English first. It's all just Spanish. You know, it's so popular with being right by the Mexican border. And then after that, we were so tired because we were shopping for like 5 hours straight. And I don't do that anymore. You know, I don't have that kind of energy. I feel like shopping needs a lot of energy. Like these days, if I want something, I'll look for it online, you know, and get it probably on Amazon. Or if there's a shop I want to go into, I just go in one shop. You know, like yesterday, I had a really nice time after work and I stopped by World Market. I don't know if you've ever been in that store, but it's one of my favorite stores and I haven't been in there. It's probably been a few years because they didn't have a World Market in Aspen. And usually I try to avoid it because there's always something that I find. So I decided, okay, I'm going to go to World Market, see if they have any Christmas things. And yes, they did. They had a lot of Christmas things and a lot of German things, a lot of like German treats for Christmas. They had German mustard and just day-to-day German staples that I grew up with, along with spices and things like that from other countries. But they also had these beautiful ornaments that were food ornaments. And, you know, every year I like to add to my collection. So I got this chocolate bar and these fortune cookie ornaments, along with a bunch of other things, like some stocking stuffers. I got actual stockings. Because we don't have one. So I was like, okay, this year I want to have just a nice Christmas. You know, like, yes, I have to work. This year I have to work on Thanksgiving Day. But, you know, I get out early enough that I can still kind of maybe have an evening. And I don't know about Christmas yet, because technically it's on my day off. But I don't know if that means anything. The other night, I met up with one of our friends, and they're Brazilian friends. They're friends of Rodolfo, and then I became friends with them too. And it was her birthday, and she invited me to Cheesecake Factory. So we ate there. And, you know, I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory. I worked there for 5 years. It was so weird because most of the things on the menu are still the same. You know, I had to learn the whole menu inside out. And if you know the Cheesecake Factory, you know there's like 125 items on the menu. Like, you know, back in the day, I had to wear white jeans, white shirt, and a tie with a white apron. And now they get to wear everything black and it just looks a lot better. But it was funny because I still knew the whole menu. And it was such a time warp. You know, and then I realized, oh, like most things are still the same. So yeah, we got the fried mac and cheese balls, which are so good. You know, and I love a few things there, like the Thai lettuce wraps. I love the avocado egg rolls. The bang bang chicken and shrimp is delicious. And I had trouble deciding, but my favorite is a miso salmon. It's a salmon and it has like this sweet kind of miso glaze on it. But then there's another white sauce, which is, I think it's maybe has sake in it. Don't quote me on that, but it's very good. I was a server there, you know, so I pretty much knew everything, but I didn't really know, or I'd forgotten the sauce. But anyway, I got that with mashed potatoes and it was delicious. And then they have this newer cheesecake, which wasn't there when I worked there. And I don't know if it's newer, you know, because it's been, what, like 15 years since I worked there. I worked at the Cheesecake Factory before I went to culinary school. You know, and it was after I was in a car accident that I decided to go to culinary school. So the whole time before that, you know, I was at the Cheesecake Factory. And then dessert, I got the Basque cheesecake because I wanted to see, okay, what is their Basque cheesecake version like? And it wasn't really Basque cheesecake at all. It tastes just like the original cheesecake. It doesn't have a sour cream topping. It just has, you know, like the Basque kind of burnt top. But I don't believe it was Basque, you know, but it did come with berries and whipped cream. It looked nice. Like, it tasted good. You know, my favorite cheesecake used to be the lemon raspberry cheesecake, but they took that one off. And I think raspberries are just less popular than strawberries regarding cheesecake. But I loved this cheesecake. It had like a ladyfinger sponge that was soaked with raspberry puree. And then the cheesecake itself was lemon. And it was delicious. Like, and they served it on a plate with raspberry puree. And I just love raspberries. I love raspberry puree. So yes, it was a nice night. And I made this tart for our friend. It was a chocolate tart filled with chocolate ganache. And I topped it with strawberries and raspberries. And they said they liked it. So that's good. They ate it, you know, the next day. But even though I'm home alone, I just feel so busy. You know, like I'm still working, right? After work, I'll bake things that I need for the farmer's market because I'm doing it this week. That's what I did yesterday. Like, I baked a fair amount. And then today, after work, I thought, you know what? I want to go to the beach. You know, I did that throughout the summer on occasion. After work, I would just sit on the beach, you know, and take a small nap or something and listen to the waves, because that's my favorite thing, is just the sound of waves. So I decided to take my chair this weekend, my beach chair. And after work, I walked toward the ocean and the sand was very cool. You know, and now everything's changed as far as time-wise. Like, the sun was almost setting by the time I got out. It was like 4 p.m. Like, now the sun sets at like 5:15, you know? Like, the sun's already down. So I basically sat there watching the sunset and I took some beautiful pictures. And then I thought, like, 'cause yesterday on the news, I saw Bill Maher, which I haven't seen in years. And I used to watch that show all the time because my mom always had it on. She had HBO. For the first time I saw it, it was on CNN in a long time. And he was talking about a lot of things that made sense to me just regarding the situation right now politically. And then he was talking about plastics and how basically a percent of the ocean is dead. Like, there are dead zones everywhere. And that we eat about a credit card's worth of plastic a week, because the animals we eat, they pretty much eat plastic, right? If you think about it, we can't live without plastic. There's plastic in every situation. Like, we use it to reheat food. We use it to wrap food. It's in our food. We can't get away from it. And it's so ingrained that there's plastic trash islands in the ocean. The islands are 3 times the size of France. And it's just depressing. And it's not just like it's floating on top. You know, it's created this maze under the water, and fish and sea life are getting trapped in it and they're dying. So we've literally found a way to kill and drown fish. Like, would you have ever thought a fish can drown in the water? Yeah, because it's trapped in this plastic trash, you know, which is super depressing. So I was sitting at the ocean today and I was thinking about that and I was like, this is so beautiful, yet there's so much under the surface, you know, just with trash, with sewer. And it's like, we're just ruining so much, you know, and yes, I'm not trying to be a downer, but reality is just things are changing and they're changing on a global scale. You know, there's wars in quite a few countries. And just politically, everything is so extreme. Like, you see it with the leaders in other countries. You know, there's so many extreme politicians now that have come about. And I don't know what's going to happen. But do you think they care about the environment? No, I don't think so. You know, so we'll just keep on dumping. And no wonder we're all getting cancer because we're eating plastic. You know, fish are eating it because they think it's food. It's just this depressing cycle. And it's not like anything's slowing down, right? We're still using the same amount of plastics. We're still throwing it away. And recycling is just a myth, right? Like, only 9% of all the recycled trash actually gets recycled. Everything else gets brought to poor countries all over the world that deals with our trash. So I don't know, where is this going? It's just like this cycle, and it's so sad. Like, yes, I can do small things. I can stop buying plastics. Like, just think about when you throw something away. Like, it's not going to stay in that bag. You know, same with rubber bands. You're supposed to break the rubber bands before you throw them away whole, because that rubber band can get trapped, you know, around some fish or an animal, you know, that it's like trapping its wings or whatever. Like, the worst thing you can think of, it can happen if you throw certain things away, you know? So same with bags, like, make sure they're not open and things like that. But the best thing you can do is reuse them. But now California has actually stopped any plastic bags, which I think is a step in the right direction. But you just have to remember to bring your own bags. I don't know why I got on that tangent, but yeah, I guess it was just sitting at the ocean and just so much beauty, you know, and it was just me and a few people, but then the sun is setting even more and all these people started gathering. And it's just like the sun is setting, it's reflecting on the ocean, and then you see all these people just staring at it. And it was beautiful, you know, it's like the simple things that we appreciate, right? Sunsets are beautiful. So I walked away and then I thought, I want Thai food. I love Thai food and I just haven't been eating, you know, as much Asian food. But I remembered there's a Thai place not that far away from my apartment. So for the first time, I went in there and it was beautiful. Like, first of all, it was not just like a regular restaurant, but they really did it up and they tried to make it look upscale, you know, so I couldn't decide between noodles and a curry. So I got both because I'm like, okay, I can bring stuff to work for lunch. You know, I can eat stuff for another couple days. So I thought, okay, I'll get the pad see you, which I love with extra sauce. And I got the yellow curry. And I was so happy. Like, I ate too much because I hadn't eaten it in so long, but it was so good. You know, and then I'm like, okay, I should record. I've been meaning to record the last, I want to say, week especially. You know, but I kept putting it off. And then this voting thing, and it just brought me down. And I'm thinking, is there a point? Like, is there a point to this podcast? Like, I mean, yes, I have some listeners. It's not like this is a major podcast. And I've been listening to a podcast, which I really have been enjoying. It's called Smartless. And it's with three actors that we know that are hosting this podcast. And it's very funny, but what I really like about it is the people they interview. And it's mainly actors they interview. But it's just made me just really love when they talk about the process, or how did they get into acting, or what made them fall in love with the craft. And basically, one actor was talking about art, right? Acting is art, and painting and music, it's all art. It's communication. When an actor does their part successfully, they've communicated something to the audience. If it resonates with the audience, then they've communicated that properly. And art is a common language. Like, everyone knows art, right? And it resonates with all of us. We need art for sanity. We need art to express how we feel, just in different ways, you know? And I guess I don't nearly do enough regarding art, right? Like, I feel like I would visit a lot more museums, and I haven't done that lately. And I've just been so busy, right? Like, we're all busy with life, and before you know it, a whole year has passed, and it's crazy. I mean, I remember sitting in Aspen in just negative 12 degrees, thinking, it's so freaking cold. And, you know, and now there it's snow again. Like, all that time has passed, and I feel like I'm doing things here, but things aren't fully taking off. You know, I guess maybe they're in the process of happening, but I don't know when that will be, you know. And again, I try and be patient with myself and not stress too much, because all you can do is start the thing, right? Whatever that passion is, all you can do is start it and do your best to keep it moving, right? Like, yes, I work full time, but I also have my company, and I'm constantly feeling bad because I feel like I'm not doing enough. Could I be doing more? Yes, I could be doing more, but just I can't regarding how much energy I have, you know, and that's the hard part. So I did contact some coffee shops, and I'm trying to sell some items for wholesale. I haven't gotten responses yet. So everything's just slow going. Would it be moving faster if I spent every day working on it? Probably, you know, but I'm not at that point yet where I can go to the bank and be like, I need this huge loan so I can open a store. Like, I'm not at that point yet, you know, because can it work? Yes, you know, but I'm not ready for that quite yet, right? If I take on this huge loan, first of all, you have to make payments. Like, you have to have things coming in. You have to have income coming in. You know, right now, I have income regarding my job and regarding the farmer's market, but it's not a huge amount. You know, right now, it's just helping me stay afloat on a monthly basis because the hotel is not enough. I think things will change when I start teaching, and I've been invited next week to host this tasting competition, and I'm a guest, like, judge. So I'll be tasting and judging, and this is at the culinary school where I'll be working, you know, so they've invited me for that. And next week I have a friend visiting, a really good friend. And the last time I saw her was when I landed in LA to go to Japan. And that's, you know, like a year and a half ago now, more, a little bit more. So I'm finally seeing her next week. I signed up again for the fourth season of Crime Scene Kitchen. I don't know if you've ever seen that show. I think it's on Fox. I thought, okay, let me try out for this show again and see if I get a response. So we'll go from there. And then on Netflix, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a Martha Stewart documentary, and it was fascinating. Like, it was very, very enjoyable. And I had no idea about some of these things. Okay, this is a direct quote from Martha Stewart. She said, "If you want a year of happiness, get married. If you want a decade of happiness, get a dog. But if you want a lifetime of happiness, then you should have a garden." And I did go to Home Depot the other night. I got a bunch of soil because I needed to repot some plants. And the next day, like, I repotted all these plants because some of them are kind of slowly dying because they're running out of space. So I went in a frenzy and started this whole thing and repotted like 6 different plants, like, in the patio. And I couldn't stop, you know, but I felt so good. And I was so happy that I did all that and that all these plants are now happy. Maybe there's something to what Martha Stewart said. Like, I don't think she's wrong, but I'm hoping, you know, that the marriage thing is more than a year of happiness. Like, please. But I really do recommend that you watch this show, like this documentary about her. So interesting. I mean, she was so just ahead of her time with all these ideas, you know? But again, she was even more successful than most men out there. And in the end, she was too successful and she was brought down, you know? And I didn't realize that her going to jail was really just punishment for being so successful in the end. Because what she did wasn't nearly as bad. You know, everyone is doing that now. And even at the time, other people were doing it. And she was the one that was made a martyr. She had lost pretty much her entire empire. And since then, she's rebuilt so much of it again, but in a different way. And that's one thing I admire about her, is she's always able to rebuild herself, right? I think that's the biggest thing, is keep inventing your ideas, like, keep them flowing. You know, sometimes I have ideas and then at the same time I'll judge it and be like, that's stupid, you know, but it's not. Like, okay, maybe there are actual, like, silly ideas, you know, but don't just blow them off right away, right? I'm good at that. I'm good at kind of judging my ideas and not viewing them as viable or legitimate. And if you have an idea, just go with it. Write it down or react with it and just see where it takes you, you know, because I feel like anything could work these days. I mean, there's so many different opportunities, right? To be able to stand out is important, and to do something that's a little bit different, you know, and I think that is positive. So if you have some idea that maybe you think is silly at that moment, but maybe it's not. If you as well are frustrated or down about the situation or whatever, just get outside. Like, every time I go outside, no matter what, I feel better. I was asking Rodolfo, I think last week, I said to him, like, are you a homebody? And he's like, yes, I'm a homebody. And I asked him, am I a homebody? And he's like, no, you're an outside body. And it's true. You know, I love the outdoors and just being in nature, being outside. I think my biggest thing I can say is, if you're frustrated or angry, walk it off, run it off, go outside. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to do that a lot more now. So thank you so much. Until next time, I'm Chef KB.